Eunice City Regular Council Meeting, Tuesday, November 18th, 2014.
Would you, Brenda, would you give a roll call, please?
Council President Cardoza.
Here.
Councilmember Jones.
Here.
Councilmember Steer.
Here.
Mayor Nelson.
Here. Thank you. And I don't see Pastor Stan Johnson.
Yeah, he's back.
Oh, is he back? Okay, all right.
The short guy.
I didn't see the short guy. Would you please lead us in the invocation, please?
I get my feelings hurt, Mayor. Let's pray. Father, just thank you so much for this night. Again, thank you for our city council. Thank you for our great city. And we just ask for your protection over each one. Thank you for our police officers and our firemen. Thank you for what they do to keep us safe. And we just ask your blessing on this meeting tonight. Again, that your will would be done. And we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you, Pastor, for the invocation. First item of business tonight is the consent agenda. Are there any additions or corrections or questions on the consent agenda?
Mayor?
Yes.
I just had a quick question. John? Okay. On the Verizon bill, it looks like there's two invoices for roughly the same dates. Did we change the plan or?
Yeah, for the record, John Marsh. What we did is this year, since we added on tablets and in the field for Public Works, we added on the tablets and the data plans for the mapping project. It added to our number, our account in our plan. So our plan would only allow us to have so many, phones or tablets on the plan. So what we did is just had to split that apart and basically put one umbrella plan with a child plan underneath it. So basically that's what it is.
Okay, yeah. Great, thank you.
You bet.
Any other questions or additions or corrections?
If none, Mayor, I would move we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
It's been moved and second. We approve the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no. Motion carried.
Mayor?
Yes.
Item number 4A needs to be amended to be included under the public hearings rather than business items.
So you'd like 4A move to
3B.
3B?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I would move we amend the agenda by moving item 4A to item 3B.
Second.
We move in second that we amend the agenda to move item 4A to item 3B. All in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Okay, proceeding on, we have citizen reports or requests. 2015 CUNA Days fireworks funding request and park fee waiver. Chamber of Commerce President Fabiola Giddings. Fabiola, I see you're here, so if you'd like to address the council.
Thank you for having me. Councilman, we are requesting as part of the chamber if we could have an extra $2,500 for fireworks this year. This is our first time. We want to continue to have this memorable night. Everyone talks about it. Everyone is excited about the fireworks, so we are asking for an extra $2,500 for the fireworks.
Okay, John, didn't we in this year's budget put a fireworks amount?
Yes, Mayor, that's correct. There was a budget of $2,500 in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Mayor?
Yes.
due to my involvement, I'll have to recuse myself from voting on this.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Pat is directly involved, so he is requested to be not to be included in the voting. So, are there any questions of Fabiola? Then the request is for a park fee waiver, and the fireworks funding. Fabiola, are you going to then give that to Lloyd Stubbs for Fireworks America?
So I think what he does is he invoices the city, and then there's a check sent directly to him. So,
well, I think if he buys this time of year, he gets double the amount or something.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any further questions? And the request is rightfully before the council.
So do we have a quorum?
Well, I was going to ask, Richard, do we need a quorum to vote on this?
Well, it depends on what the vote is, if it's 3-0 or 2.
Well, we have one member who's requested
to abstain.
To be excused.
Yeah, we better pass this one till the next meeting. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. I understand. And then with the second part, with the waiver fee, what we're asking is we're kind of starting from nothing right now. And so at the end of CUNA days, if we do come out ahead, then we would definitely repay that. But I think that if that would be fair, and you guys would agree to that.
I think we're kind of at, Brenda, are you familiar with what they have paid in the past, or is that Chris handle that?
I bet Pat knows.
I can answer that question.
Okay, all right.
We've paid the fee in the past. And just, I think it's $250 or something like that for the 100 people, and then the after hours. And but they have, we have paid it in the past. And last year it was requested and denied, so we paid it last year too.
Oh. Okay, well, I would think probably in that one we too are only have two members.
Yes.
That would vote. So if it's all right with you, we know the request, so we'll just put it on the next council agenda, which is, would that be December 2nd?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that too late?
No. Okay. That would be just fine.
All right.
I appreciate it, Mayor.
Well, we're sorry.
That's okay.
We never know for sure if we're going to have a full agenda or not. So.
No problem. Yeah. Thank you, Councilman, for the time.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's go on, Pat.
Then part B is the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. Lauren Olson. Is Lauren here? Okay. All right, proceeding on, then public hearings. A hearing to consider adopting a resolution establishing fees for a temporary mobile vendor permit. Richard?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Richard Rhodes for the record. Before you is the fee schedule for the mobile vendors permit. We talked last time about these dollar amounts, $15, $25, and $30 for a 30, 60, and 90 day. And then the $25 renewal, we did put it, publish it in the paper as it's a new fee, so I will stand for any questions.
Okay, are there any questions of, now, as far as the hearing, was it a continuation from the last?
Last time we had it on just for discussion, so this is the public hearing. So we'll have to open up the public hearing and see if anybody's here to testify and go through that.
Okay, well, we need to see if there's any sign-up sheet. So anyway, any questions for Richard?
The only thing that we changed on that was just the fees, right, and the way they worked, the 15, 25, and 30.
Correct. There was a question about the different amount for the extension because we've got that 90-day renewal down there, and the thought was, and I ran the numbers, and it all came out where it made sense, but the thought was if somebody comes in and gets a 30-day permit for $15, can they then pay the $25 for a 90-day? And that seemed to make sense, and the numbers actually came out where they weren't getting an economic advantage by doing that. The other choice would be that either A, they go back and get another 90-day permit and then get the extension, but it would encourage somebody to maybe try out a 30-day permit, and then if things went well, they could come in and get the 90-day permit. But I did calculate the numbers, and again, there was no economic advantage to somebody trying to come in and get a 15-day and then a 90-day extension versus a 45-day or a 90-day and then a 90-day extension on it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any further questions? Okay, thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
We'll open the public hearing now. No one had signed up to testify, and maybe some of you out there would like to testify and didn't see the sign-up sheet, so anyone that would like to testify in this matter, please raise your hand and we'll recognize you and you can come up and testify. All right, I don't see anybody anxiously jumping up to testify, so we're gonna then close the public hearing. And are there any further questions you'd like to ask Richard before we vote on this resolution?
No.
Okay, and the resolution is properly before the council. Resolution number R66, 2014.
Let's see, we need to do the three meetings and three readings and all that, right?
I don't think it's an ordinance, it's just a resolution.
Oh, just a, okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, I would move then that we approve resolution number R66-2014, the mobile vendor license fee.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Then moving on to number 3B, continued discussion on development agreement modification 08-08-DA, Linder Farms. Richard?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Again, for the record, Richard Gross. This is a continuation of the public hearing that took place on October 21st. As a result of several questions by Council, it was tabled to today's date. Staff, subsequent to that meeting the next day, went out and made some observations on the proximity of the residents that were objecting to the site, the location of the zombie acres, the light standards and which way they pointed, and made a determination that the light standards pointed away from the residence. I believe it was approximately a large distance. I don't have the exact number now, from the residence to zombie acres, and it was behind some corn. And then legally, this got routed. At the time the development agreement was approved, we did not have a zone for the agritainment. That was subsequently passed, and specifically within the agritainment, agricultural zone. This is a permitted use, which means that no permit would be required to operate this type of facility out there. Staff, the planning director made a decision that this proposed use was agritainment and therefore a permitted use within that zone. So as a consequence, we then have the development agreement outstanding and then the special use permit. It's my recommendation that because the business needs each year to get a special event permit, that they come in and get a special event permit, and we required both Zombie Acres and the Corn Maze to get a special event permit this year, which had the fire, electrical, insurance requirements through that. They came in, they got that, and that'll be an annual requirement for those business ventures. Because of that, it's my recommendation that the development agreement be released and the special use permit be released. The procedure to do that, as you may recall, and those that we've done, is to notice that up and give the notice, but that's a separate, would be a separate proceeding. So that's my advice on how we proceed, because we now do have the ordinance that provides that this is a special event. We have a special event planning process for this, and that's the best way to proceed. I'll stand for questions.
Okay, what you're requesting of the council tonight then would be to, after their questions, proceed on with giving you permission to have a notice and a hearing on this issue?
Yes, so we could notice it up that we're going to release the development agreement from the property and then process through the Planning and Zoning Commission the release of the special use permit also.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Rhodes?
Mayor?
Yes.
Richard, do you think the special event ordinance has enough teeth to enforce any infractions that we need to enforce?
I do. We can, what we'll do is, you know, we'll meet with the event organizers prior to that event and set up some conditions. And then if they violate them, there is a penalty for that. So,
and they,
much better, quite frankly, than what we have now, as I discussed last time, under the development agreement and the special use permit. If there's a violation under the development agreement, basically the development agreement is void, and then you go back to the zoning, which is agricultural, which is a permitted use, so you have no teeth. And the same thing with the special use permit is, if they violate the special use permit, it's void, and then you go back to the use which is permitted, which is the agritainment. So my thought is we can structure it when we meet with the organizer for those things to address some of those situations with teeth under the special event plan versus what we had before of trying to go forward with a development agreement. I know Brianna had asked about making a development agreement with a lot of conditions, and my thought was if we do that and the organizer says, well, I'm not going to follow these, the remedy under code and state code is that it's void. So then you go back to the zoning of agricultural and the permitted use of the agritainment. So you really don't have to. So plan is that we can structure this to take care of some of those questions that were raised in the last meeting by the opponents in that special event plan.
And there's a process in there for any type of appeals too, if they, if something does come up that they want to appeal. I mean, my concern would be, I mean, obviously, you know, my concern is if something's, if there's an infraction, I mean, I don't want to just shut down a place and make them wait, but obviously I don't want to wait 2 weeks to, if they need to come before anybody to appeal a request, so they have that opportunity to do that. And I just want to make sure that's in that ordinance also, that they can appeal any, if they feel that they're being, the infraction isn't legitimate or whatever. You know,
are you talking about the organizer of the event?
Yeah, what I'm saying is to say, like, there's something that's happened during the event, say, like, you know, say this runs from, I think it's, what, September to November, they run it. And come middle of October 1st, that there's some infractions that have been reported to the city, and that the organizer feels those infractions aren't, I don't know what the word I'm looking for,
legitimate.
That they have have a process that they can come in or figure out how to get to appeal that infraction, so we can remedy that. And I just want to make sure that was in that ordinance too. I don't have it pulled up here, but I just want to make sure they have an opportunity.
Yeah, we may have to address that between now and then on that type of thing on an expedited. We do have that section that I wrote for appeals, but we may have to work on an expedited thing. But we don't have it in there that we would shut them down.
Yeah.
Until it got taken care of, so we may not get to that. But I'll consider that between now and sometime in the summer as perhaps a way to deal with some of these issues.
Okay. Thank you.
But as of right now, there's nothing going on out there. The season is over.
Season is over, and probably sometime next summer is when we'll have them come in and do their event plan, so everybody has an opportunity to comment. The thought being that, you know, everybody has to be a good neighbor out here, and if we can make this work for everybody, the community will benefit.
All right. Further questions? Everybody? Okay. Then for tonight, I guess it would be that the council agree that instead of modifying the development agreement, the development agreement be released from the property, and that will, the attorney will proceed on then to notice that and have a hearing before you vote on it. Is that acceptable to everybody? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, next item is consideration to approve resolution R-74-2014 right-of-way. Richard, that would be you again. Maybe you ought to just stand up there.
Trying to get to the, I think we missed.
Yeah, let me read a little further here. It's a resolution of the City of Kuna, Idaho, authorizing the mayor to execute the letter to ACHD stating the city's support for the vacation of the right-of-way at the west end of Deer Flat Road in Kuna.
Yeah, we don't know if we jumped out of order. I was just looking
We'll have to go back to 4B for the...
4B for the purchase of the tractor. Good evening, Mayor, Council again, Richard Rotz. This is a portion of a Deer Flat Road on the west end that has not been constructed next to the Crimson Point subdivision. Mr. Eck, the developer, has requested that right-of-way, and there's actually a warranty deed, be vacated so he can do some replatting of that. Mr. Eck has met with Mr. Law and myself to review some of the city's concerns being access, and he's put together a map for access points for utilities and to provide a parking area on the north end of Crimson, south of, subdivision's gonna escape me now, but. To provide access to the Indian Creek there at the developer's expense. So he's been working with the city on this to take care of some of the other considerations. So I will stand for any questions.
Questions? Richard?
Mayor?
Yes.
If I could have the floor. Does Ada County Highway District propose that this is going over the railroad tracks at a future date?
My understanding is that Ada County Highway District has made a determination this will not be one of those roads that crosses Indian Creek.
Was Was that one of the roads proposed for an overpass in the submittals from Ada County Highway District?
When we were looking at our overpass, no, that is not one of them. It's going to be north, isn't it?
I think what Councilman Cardoza is asking, was that one of those that was considered at the time they did the study on the overpass location? And it was one of the 9 or 13 of them or whatever that they considered. But ultimately came to this, the decision that Mr. Rhodes has described, which was it was not to be a location.
Right. Okay. Is there any public testimony to giving that right of way up? Do you know? Or should we hold open testimony to provide that?
This will go before. This is just a letter, if we support it, that goes to ACHD, and Mr. Eck has to process the vacation through the ACHD process.
Okay, so this is not the final request. It's just a request from the mayor to vacate it. And then it'll go through proper channels of public hearings.
And public hearing.
With ACHD, yes.
Okay.
ACHD will have the hearings.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
I have no problem with it, Mayor.
Okay.
If there's nothing further, Mr. Mayor, I'd move we adopt resolution R-74-2014 right away.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We adopt R-74-2014. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Now, did you say that I jumped out of?
Yeah, 4B is actually got skipped.
It's what we just did.
Well, we actually moved 3B, 4A to 3B, and then we skipped one.
Bobby wants another toy.
So
4B.
Yeah, we moved. Then 4A.
Oh, it's not on yours.
Should be 4B.
Yeah.
No, it's not on his. That's why he's not seeing it.
Oh, it's not on your agenda?
Did you amend the agenda? Was there an amendment to it?
I think you opened the amended packet.
I don't think you, yeah, it's this one right here.
Okay, sorry. All right. Consideration to approve resolution number R-73-2014, purchase of UTV from Campbell Tractor for Parks Department. A resolution of the City of Kuna, Idaho, authorizing the City of Kuna, Idaho Park Department to purchase a 2014 John Deere UTV for $19,841 from Campbell Tractor Company, authorizing the City of Kuna, Idaho's Treasurer John Marsh to pay the invoice for the John Deere UTV in the amount of $19,841, and authorizing the mayor to execute the agreement. Okay, are there questions? John, I guess probably you're the one that would have to answer any questions on this.
Okay. Looks like all the bids are within $150 of each other. And you feel confident with the John Deere over the Kubota or any of the other ones?
Yes.
Okay. And this is a budgeted item, I presume? Okay.
Yes.
I have no objection, Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I'd move we adopt resolution R-73-2014 for the purchase of the UTV from Campbell Tractor.
Yes.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. I'm down loving my next one. What do you have for the next?
Should be the
J&M sanitation agreement.
Okay. Consideration to approve resolution number R-75-2014 J&M sanitation agreement. So I have that one on this one. Okay, Richard?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Again, Richard Rhodes for the record. This is an amendment to the franchise agreement. Essentially, as you'll recall, several meetings ago, there was an amendment to the pay scale, and then there was an amendment to allow the payment to be made more quickly upon receipt of funds. This is the actual then amendment to the franchise agreement. Significantly, on page 2 of that agreement, which is page 3 of 3 of 4D, the changes are number 2 and number 3 of that on the write-offs of the balances and allocations with the footnote 2 on conversations with the city treasurer, and then 3, the second part of it, when those payments are made by the city treasurer to J&M. All other things are unchanged. As you know, we just went through last year a big amendment to the franchise agreement, so this is just making it consistent with some of the other things that we've got.
Can I just keep this, Brenda? Okay.
I'll stand for any questions.
Okay, questions?
Mayor, if I could have the floor.
Yes.
Richard, is this going to put a burden on the bookkeeping, trying to reconcile what's been received the previous week?
That's John's. I think he's the one that came up with,
worked with Mr. Ward on that.
Is it readily available on our software, or do we have to have somebody actually produce it 2 or 3 hours?
And so, for the record, John Marsh, can you clarify, are you speaking to the historical receipts, cash receipts?
Well, it says the something about each Friday as the net proceeds from the solid waste collection received by the city the prior Thursday. It seems like we have to be right up to date on the collection for the Monday payment or a Friday. Is that going to be a problem where our personnel are going to be spending hours trying to reconcile that?
No, actually that's very similar to what we've been doing, except we're expediting it, so we're doing it weekly instead of bi-weekly.
Okay.
And so it's a very simple process with our ERP system. We, without getting too far into the weeds, it's a daily process as we import our payments and our cash receipts. As long as they're verified funds, then the activity up until the day before that Friday is imported into our books and reconciled. So it's to answer your question, no
it's
problem.
It's a matter of push of a button.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, John. Richard.
Okay. Any further questions?
Mayor?
Yeah.
I know there was talk about possibly at some point implementing a late fee. Do we need to put that anywhere here, or is that something different, or does that need to be in this? I mean, I don't know if we've even decided on that, but I just didn't know if we do decide on that, does it have to be in this, or can we just make a new one at that point?
We'll probably make an amendment to that, okay. But we haven't got to the point of discussing a late fee or an amount. I'm in the process of doing a utility bill rewrite on that ordinance to add some of these things in. So when we get to the late fee and how we want to allocate, we'll probably have to make an amendment.
Okay. Thank you.
Richard, to follow up on that, a late fee would not be, it would go totally to the city, would it not? It would not, part of that would go to J&M Sanitation. If we're paying concurrently every week, the late fee would belong to the city solely, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think that that's how we would structure it. So,
okay.
My comment would, we would make that clear in any franchise amendment that any late fee collected goes to the city.
To the city proper. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, and the I have had at least one call where people were very unhappy about the change that we've made. So, but I've only had one.
Mayor, I had one, but it was a misunderstanding. He thought it had gone up $17.
Oh.
Not the $150, I think it is. And he was looking at his billing improperly because there was an extra bill for the irrigation now or something. And anyway, it was more of a misunderstanding than it was a complaint, so.
The one I had was more that we used to let them use their own, and I think J&amp;M took $2 off or something, and now they have to use what J&amp;M leaves for them, and he just didn't like that. He thought that was a good example of bureaucracy run amok.
Well, you know, one out of what, 5,000? That's not a bad odd.
Yeah. So anyway, any further questions? Then we have
thank you.
Resolution number R75-2014, J&amp;M Sanitation Agreement, properly before the council.
Mr. Mayor, I'd move we approve resolution number R75-2014.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. Motion carried. Resolution R75-2014 been passed, and then publication becomes law. Okay, resolution number R76-2014, farm lease with S&T Farms, Richard Rhodes.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. For the record, Richard Rhodes. The next two items, this one and the next one, are just fix or renewals of the leases on the two farm properties that we have. The one out on Meadowview, what was formerly known as the CUNA 75 property, and then the farm down at the Lagoon. So these are just the renewals of those. Stand for any questions.
Okay, these are our two sewer farms. No, the one is a sewer farm, the other one is that 20 acres?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Thank you.
Questions?
Mayor?
Yes.
Richard, why don't we put these out for bid? You know?
I do know on the sewer farm, there's some specific criteria that have to be met and some things that have to be accomplished. We talked about that several years ago, putting it out for bid, and we really, in that particular case, need the continuity of continuing with those requirements due to the fact that it's a sewer farm. We'd hate to get somebody come in there for a year or so and then move on, one reason or other, and that's been a long-term relationship. On the 20 acres, last year was the first year we did the lease on that after we acquired the property. I looked at it. The person who is signing the lease farms that property all around it. The access is extremely difficult. He uses some of his water on ours due to the configuration of it. There's some rocks and other things that make it that a person could not effectively farm just that 20 acres because a number of those acres aren't farmable. And the way it's configured, it would be extremely difficult. So I felt like, in what we did, I had Mr. Marsh, we went and figured out about what the average farmers were paying for that typical, that same kind of land, and that's what we got. And quite frankly, I don't think we would have got that if we had just tried to find a farmer to just do that 20 acres. It just wouldn't have been an effective 20 acres to farm with everything else around it. You'd have to bring your equipment out there and do that other stuff, and then the water access. So I really feel like we're maximizing these the availability of revenue to the city by doing it this way, and the need to have a long-term less E on the one for the farm, just for all those regulations.
Well, in the sewer farm, we did modernize that, and for some reason, we were paying for an employee, but that we no longer do that. And the per acre charge has been modernized to more reflect what today's prices are and what have you. So it's really brought up to where instead of losing money, that farm is making, it's no longer losing money anyway, so.
Yeah.
We went from a net loss on that a couple of years ago when we looked at it to, what are we making now, John, about?
I don't remember what the net is, but it, like the mayor said, we're much better off than we were before. It's a better deal for the city.
Yeah, I know we've talked about this before in that other one that came up a couple months ago. I mean, if everybody's fine with it, I just want to make sure that we were open, that everybody have an opportunity, and obviously we want to do what's best for the city, so
yeah.
I'm all right with it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. The two leases are covered by resolution R
76-2014.
Yeah. 76-2014.
There's two leases R.
And R 77-2014. Pardon?
Each lease is a separate resolution?
Yes.
Thank you.
So we'll consider resolution R 76-2014 first.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve resolution R-76-2014.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We approve resolution R-76-2014. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. We now have resolution R-77-2014.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve resolution R-77-2014.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Okay, we have consideration of resolution number R-78-2014. Purchase of pickup from Kendall Ford for sewer fund. Okay, it looks like I'm in agreement with this book now, so, okay. A resolution of the City of Cuna, Idaho, authorizing the City of Cuna, Idaho sewer fund to purchase a new 2014 Ford F-150 pickup from Kendall Ford for $22,999.80. Authorize the City of Cuna, Idaho Treasurer John Marsh to pay the invoice for said pickup in the amount of $22,999.80, and authorizing the mayor to execute the agreement. Are there any questions of John? John, here again, we'll have to put you in charge of answering any questions on this pickup. Or Gordon, I guess you could.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve resolution R-78-2014.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We approve resolution R-78-2014. All in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no. Motion carried.
Mayor?
Yes.
Gordon, are we taking the truck out of service with this new one in there, or just adding?
We're not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have now a consideration of resolution number R-79-2014, Bureau of Reclamation Consent to Use Agreement. Richard Rhodes, it's a resolution of the City of Cuna, Idaho, approving the consent to use agreement with the United States Department of Interior Bureau of Reclamation, authorizing the mayor to execute the agreement.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Richard Rhodes for the record. This is a use agreement for the pedestrian underpass bridge crossing and easement encroachment, for the New York Canal. This is part of the Green Belt extension. We did a similar one, so I'll stand for any questions.
This is the Swan Falls addition going east?
Yes, the extension.
Yeah, this agreement with Bureau of Reclamation took a great deal of time, but Chris, through her good effort, finally got this agreement with them, and you all should thank her for that, because it was her persistence with the Bureau of Reclamation that we finally got to go under the Swan Falls Bridge.
Good. So, Mr. Mayor, I would move we approve resolution R-79-2014.
Second.
Been moved and seconded we approve R-79-2014. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. We now have consideration to approve resolution number R-80-2014, City Parks and City Public Property Fees. A resolution of the City of Kuna, Idaho deleting the requirement for deposits from the City Parks and City Public Property Fee Schedule for the City of Kuna, Idaho, and providing an effective date. And Richard, are you going to handle that?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Richard Rhodes for the record. Pretty self-explanatory, essentially just releasing the requirement for the deposits on the park rental. As you can see on some of these, we were doing $10 for up to 15 people, 25, 50, and 100. It really, when it was brought to my attention, it was taking more staff time. We'd have to receipt it, deposit it, and then when they came back in, apparently they were wanting to get their money back right away, but we would then have to issue them a city check for those funds. So it really took a lot of staff time, and we haven't really had any problem with it, so we circulated it to staff, and they all concurred in the getting rid of this section.
This really is, they would still be charged if they did damage.
Yes.
And what have you, but this gets all of the depositing and then rewriting a check and what have you. It makes it so that we probably end up paying more for processing checks and what have you this day and age than we would ever get out of them, so especially on those $10 ones. So if they do damage, there would still be the fine, but it wouldn't be off of a deposit. It would just be, they would be charged yet and pay it at the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Mayor, I'd move we approve resolution number R-80-2014.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We approve R-80-2014. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. And then I ask for a discussion on advertising in the Kuna Life magazine again for 2015. This year, it would be dropped to 4 pages, and that would cost us $1,200. And the last year, what we ended up paying, part of our money was used to for the chamber's ad, and I don't think the chamber has got enough money to have an ad this year, so our fee would be $1,200 if we like that magazine. And you know, it's I think it's pretty good advertisement for the city, and it seems to be on everybody's coffee tables, and businessmen seem to like it. So I think that we can take that out of economic development funds. I know Idaho Power has again given us $1,000, so I think we've got monies that we can cover that. If you like the publication, and I think it's a pretty neat publication.
Are they asking us to pay a year in advance now, then?
Well, the last year one is history. This is coming for the next one.
Which is next year, 2015?
Yeah, 2015, yeah. Okay.
So, Bert, I guess my question is, are they asking us to pay it now? Or just confirm that we will take the ad? The reason I'm asking, Mayor, is in the past 10 or 15 years, I've subscribed to periodicals like that, paid in advance, and then had them file bankruptcy. I'm not saying this company's going to do it, but when I see the finished product is when I feel like we should pay. We should not pay in advance anymore. I just have bad luck with these publications. And I'm not talking about the CUNA Melbourne News, but I have had, I've had, like I say, three of them come to me, and I've paid up to $400 or $500, and it never materializes. They disappear, they take the money, they file bankruptcy. One was, believe it or not, a retired police officer from Twin Falls. Was going around taking money from the citizens for a publication. When he had all the money, he filed bankruptcy. Attorney General said there was nothing they could do about it. He acknowledged he had spent the money. So, of course, restitution was ordered, but I've never seen it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I have no problem. I thought it was a good magazine. I just, when I see the magazine established, and I think we should pay for it. And $1,200 is not bad for how much space we took in that magazine.
You know, so, probably we could handle that the same as we do contractual things, where a percentage is held back until the final is prescribed. I really don't know their finances, but I do know that one of the people lives here in town, does all of the picture taking, okay, and all, and so I really didn't ask him. When he gave me the bill for $1,200, I just said that, well, I need to take that to the council, get their blessings on it. So
did we pay in advance for the last publication?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Okay.
But I can ask him this time if that the council would feel somewhat better if we could pay on the publication.
Yeah.
Because you know, we're not going anywhere. I don't think we're going to take out bankruptcy. So, anyway, I'll see what he says, and we'll come back to you on it, okay?
Yeah, I like the magazine. I gave out several copies at my shop. People were excited to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty classy, and people, I had some Boise people say, "This is from CUNA?" You know, so yeah. It is pretty classy.
So it was prettier than a phone book.
All right. Well, I'll be back with you after I talk to the owner and see what he has to say. All right. And then that kind of completes our formal agenda. Are there any discussion items?
Someone was asking me what was going on with the BMX track over here. Do you know?
Yeah, the with with that turning into, you know, the food plaza and what have you, we have decided that the Green Belt would just take that over and we would move that. And one of the places that we've considered moving it to would be Matt, was it Moore, where they have the jumps up here by the skateboard.
Oh, okay.
So we're kind of looking at that. And then we're also taking a look at maybe moving it south. You know, they said they would go back to their desert deal, which was, you know, well,
yeah.
You know, I don't know, on Cole Road or something, you know. And so we thought maybe looking south off of the Butte, or, you know, there's another couple pieces of BLM ground out there that wouldn't be too bad. But the last I heard, Matt was still thinking it could work at that track. And, you know, it's the BMX people are not good at bringing business to the business community.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're pretty good at because I think the sport is pretty costly. That when they need burgers and all, they bring their grills, you know, and the hamburger, and so they're not. They didn't even support, you know, the ice cream shop that we had. And I understand we're going to get another ice cream shop, but you would think that age of kid, that an ice cream cone might be just, yeah. Well, I was that age, and even at this age, I like an ice cream cone. Anyway, so
okay,
we're going to make, that whole thing will become more of the center of town plaza.
Okay.
Type of thing. And so that's why I think that we'll get you some better costs on converting the school grounds, so that whole thing, there'll be an office building across from the school grounds, and sidewalks and maybe reflecting pool and and Ricky has in mind on the Sandstone Plaza to make maybe where you could have plays and what have you. So anyway, the BMX people will try to take care of them.
Okay, good.
Anyway, further questions?
I've got a question, Mayor. It's
it's a hard one.
Skip my mind. I got up in that BMX. Now that there's been a change in the ACHD, I sent an email to Chris. I thought that Ada County Highway District was going to pave our greenbelt for us, and that's why we went from a 10-foot to a 9-foot. But then we were taking bids or something on the greenbelt. Did I get lost?
The thing that we got bids on, I think, was the asphalt. And I think that we've run out of time with the 20 below that we're facing to go ahead and do it, so it'll be next when the asphalt plants reopen.
Okay.
But it will be the ACHD equipment.
Oh, it's their equipment,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I thought they were bringing recycled asphalt and putting it in. I guess I misunderstood Mitch. for some reason, I thought they were taking full responsibility once we got the sand down. They were coming in and pouring the asphalt.
Okay. No, we had to agree to buy the asphalt.
Okay.
So, anyway, that grant came through, so the money's there.
Okay.
It's just that we've got to reach spring now, or a better temperature than what's out there. Plus, we got the $2,000 grant to move the History Center up to the old City Hall.
Okay, so what's going back into the History Center then? What's going to go in there?
Well, we haven't really decided at this point. We'll have to kind of figure, you know, there's been some recommendations, and one that I kind of like is to make it a rental for the use of, I don't care if it's our frisbee golf or if it's inner tubes or if it's, and you know, tie it maybe to a bus. And there again, we've got to try to convince the Bureau of Reclamation that we don't need to put in at Strobel Road. Mm-hmm. We need to go on up to the drop.
Yeah.
And so that's the best one that I've had. You know, it could be made into a hamburger joint or what have you. But I think one of the things that we've recently encountered that I wasn't aware was going on is the kids at the skateboard park are using the driveway right across the street as a bathroom. So, yeah. So I thought, well, maybe on the end of that building, you know, there we could add a restroom that was kind of outside and could be locked different from the inside.
Why do we spend all that money on rentals then?
It says the city sidewalk. Parks, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, a good question.
Not in the backyard.
Where's the water department going then? Weren't they in the old city hall?
Well, we moved them out some time ago.
Oh.
And the that building is really not very good anymore. We haven't kept it up.
Okay.
And so it leaks and what have you. And so I'd hate to put my office in there.
Well, we could always sell it to Larry O'Leary.
Well, yeah, I guess we could. So anyway, we'll be starting to remodel a little on the old city hall. And we're going to make that look like a Carnegie library.
Oh, good.
But it'll be, you know, it'll be our history center.
It'll be our employees that do it.
Yeah.
We're not contracted.
Right. Okay. And then we think that will help bring more people to the downtown. And as we proceed on with downtown renovation, that'll be a good part of it. Okay, any other discussions? All right.
I was hoping Ada County was still here. I'm not real happy with the Ada County response to all the snow we've gotten. I think they were very slow getting out here. And, you know, they need to put the blades down on those trucks as they come through. So
pretty rough. Well,
see,
in some
he's
places.
Gone. Yeah, I tell you what, there's ruts that deep because they haven't taken the plow. But I see them going all over Meridian and Boise when I'm there, but I don't see a damn truck anywhere in Kuna. I have not seen a truck in
Kuna.
We
just need one.
One?
Yeah. We just need one.
Was he passing through with his blade up?
No, I mean, I said we just need one.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't get one.
For 48 hours, 2 days, if he was out here sanding and scraping, you know, we're entitled to that, I would think, but I have not seen a Ada County Highway District truck.
Well, the last communique we had from Bruce Wong is that there would be working on the ruts and what have you that were, you know, and, you know, our priority with Mitch not being there.
Yeah,
yeah. We may have slipped a little.
I tell you what.
Well, I think it does show that, you know, Boise's been unhappy with ACHD, and then they've talked about doing their own thing or something. But last night on the news, I was listening, and Nampa has their own. They do their own streets, not Canyon County. Nampa has their own city.
Right. They got four highway districts.
And they couldn't do anything because their budget would quadruple had they done everything they needed to do. Their streets are worse than ours. I mean, they had intersections that were just solid ice. And so I think it just kind of shows that when everybody's combined into one and you buy multiple pieces of equipment with one department, it's so much better than having four departments that each have to have expensive pieces of equipment.
Well, I don't argue with that. I just want to see representation out here for Ada County. That's, you know, I mean, the squeaky wheel seems to get it out of Boise, but we don't seem to get it until the snow melts, then a truck comes out, kind of like street sweepers. I don't know if you've ever noticed, they come through town about 11 o'clock in the morning when they can't sweep the streets. Why even send them out here? But that's pretty common with Ada County Highway. So,
but you know, it's they've done so much better with Mitch being there than...
I totally agree.
I think that this new man is... for some reason, I think he was a rancher up at Chalice in his younger life. And so that should give him some pretty good common sense. So, you know, I talked to him once, and maybe he won't be quite so much. But Sherry Huber, you remember, she, you know, she lived out here in Hubbard. We never got anything out of Ada County
ever
when she was
ever
representing.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, I'm sorry to see that Mitch get defeated.
Yes.
I think he's been a very good man for us. So we'll have to see what the new man brings.
Give him a little bit of time.
Yeah.
We'll judge him a year from now.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, to entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
A second.
Moving second. All in favor, aye.
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 We're adjourned.
You know how to...